Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Well, good morning out there. It's Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It's December 12th, 12-12.
Oh, really? I didn't even think about that.
I'm sure they've got some, like, may the 12th be with you or something like that.
Yeah.
The 12th days of Christmas. I don't know. Anyway, it's going to be a great day. Just beautiful outside, great day for gardening. We're going to talk about some stuff you can do at your house today that'll let you kind of get involved with your gardening thing. Anita's here for 2 full hours, which is very exciting. And we're looking forward to talking to you guys, talking to answering your calls, hearing what you got, answering your questions. So what is on your mind? If you don't know, Home Show Garden Pros is a collective, a collaboration, cooperation, if you will, between all these amazing, how would you describe them? Like a destination.
We're all friends.
We're all friends.
We're friends, but a group of nurseries who are really dedicated to bringing gardening.
But not just any nurseries. These are like the creme of la creme, you know, the top of the barrel, the floater, the bucket. Anyway, these are like great places. I mean, y'all get like, honestly, tourism.
Yeah, I think we all want to make visiting our places fun.
Right, fun and worth
informative
the time.
And worth your time. Yeah. Worth the drive.
So like I think all of our co-op members, I'm just going to list them here. Obviously, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Really, if you're in Katy, it is the spot for plants in Katy. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden, kind of bookending Richmond, Texas. Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center up in Kingwood. And then Plants for All Seasons, just 249, just past Louetta. So really, we're covered. We got, you know, a lot of the city covered, you know, there. So that's kind of nice. But so, you guys, everybody's got their own kind of like draw.
Yes.
You know, and y'all have the water gardens. You have those beautiful ponds with planted trees all around it. You can feed the fish.
That's fun. That's fun. In fact, I did a video this week and put it on our Facebook of our koi pond.
Right.
And there's one particular fish that has figured it out.
Oh.
And he will come and eat, or she, I don't know what it is, but it'll come eat right out of your hands. And so I was going through my all my photography of the past year, and I had a video from the year before of the same koi eating out of your hands.
Nice.
And anybody listening who comes to Nelson knows exactly the fish I'm talking about, because this is one smart fish.
Have you named, you know, that fish has been named?
Many times. Oh. He's got several different names.
Sure. It's like legendary.
Yes.
You know, it's like Sasquatch, Bigfoot.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. So smart fish.
Smart fish.
And the big, and no surprise here, the biggest fish in the pond.
Well, sure. Yeah. Getting the most food.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun to feed, along with the other ones who will come up and grab the food on the surface of the water, but this guy will eat it right out of your hands.
That's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, figured it out.
Yep.
That's awesome. But it's a beautiful place.
Yes.
And all of them are. And the other cool part about it is it's not just beautiful, not just great plant selection, not just this unique experience, but also you go in there and you're going to get great advice on gardening. And so we're like, hey, let's gather these garden pros, these professionals, to give advice to people out there in Houston. Because, you know, there's a lot of bad advice happening.
There is. There's a lot of bad advice. And you really want to talk to somebody who's got dirt under their fingernails.
Don't judge me. Well, I'll clean it out later.
Yep. I've been wearing gloves as I get older, so there's not as much dirt as there used to be. But yes, that's just what I'm saying. You know, you got the calluses on your hands and you're out there touching this earth and getting out there and doing it.
I had a friend of my brother's one time make fun of me because it was the first time he'd ever seen me with clean fingernails. And I was like, hey, we're out at dinner, you know, having a good time. I don't want to like be all dirty in here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do any gardening recently?
I've done a lot recently because things have slowed down at the shop. And so I'm always behind the curve as far as gardening goes.
Sure, right.
Like a lot of us in the industry, because when it's busy times for our listeners, we're busy serving you. And then when it slows down, we can garden. So I'm late to the game. So I'm late to the game putting in the pansies. I planted the pansies and I planted English daisies. I planted calendulas in my garden.
That's awesome.
I also got my cyclamens planted up in pots on my patio. And I potted up a big, Mary and I, my daughter and I, we do videos together. We came up with a bowl of greens to put on your patio, and we called it the booster bowl.
Okay.
And it's all the different greens that you, herbs that you can grow through the wintertime, they're evergreen, and that you can clip, clip, snip, snip, just a few to put in your salad. And then if you put it right out, and I have it right outside my kitchen door, so I can go out there and do my snip, snip, clip, clip, and add these greens to my salad every night. So I got that done. And also have my vegetable garden planted. And the beets are starting to come up. Carrots have seeds did not come up.
Well, they are, though.
They're slow, okay. And the peas have come up. And my tomato is still growing. I planted that tomato. What's that one you like so much?
Juliet.
I planted the Juliet, and the top of it, bits of it, I covered it, and yeah. a little bit froze. So it's still growing and producing tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of production right now on the Juliet.
You are good. And I hope our listeners are, too, who put in tomatoes for the fall.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're kind of ahead of the game, honestly. I guess, see, that's the thing. When you know what to do.
Oh, my onions came up, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
The path is clear. So we're going to explore a little bit more on annual plants and vegetables.
Yes, yeah.
Because that is something I want to make sure that we're covering kind of people. It's like, if you're not gardening today, I hope you're Christmas decorating or shopping for a tree, something like that. But today is going to be a great day.
It is.
Slightly overcast, high 60s.
Perfect.
It's going to be actually perfect for gardening.
And the soil is going to be just the right amount of moisture in it, too.
Easy for digging in.
Mm-hmm. Easy to dig.
It's going to be very nice.
Like butter.
Oh, I do like butter.
For those of you who come from up north, you know, and you dig in the soil and those glaciated soils are full of rocks, it's always so nice down here to dig because you never hit that giant boulder that's hidden under your yard. It's not there. So just digging is easy.
Worth celebrating one of the facts of our soil for sure. Well, we are going to take a quick break. What we do is we answer your gardening questions, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. We'll get to an email question of the week. We'll talk. You know, I got questions for you. We want to share the advice we can with each other because that's a great thing about gardeners is that we know we don't know everything and we always are eager to learn. So a lot of cool things about. I mean, if more people were gardening, we'd have a better world.
I agree with that.
And a lot of them have started. I know there's a lot of new gardeners out there, but good stuff. Okay, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
Southwest Fertilizer. If you're in town and you're looking for that garden shop that's just like, okay, this has the tools I need. Pretty much it's like a nursery without the plants, except they have everything you need. So it is right there at the corner of Bissonnette and Renwick. And you may be dealing with some soil problems. Fungal problems are rife right now. There's a ton of them everywhere. Boxwoods, lawns, even gardenias are showing some signs of soil struggles. You may be dealing with compacted lawns. That's an issue right now. You may be dealing with bugs. I'm seeing a lot of aphids, a lot of wacky stuff happening all over the place. I was looking at some whiteflies recently that were just all over these holly trees. So you may be having these similar problems. Well, let me tell you. Southwest Fertilizer has the treatment for them. They have all kinds of treatments. They have a ton of organic solutions and a ton of synthetic solutions. So every issue you've got, you can go up there. You take a little clipping of your plant or even like a picture or a video of what's happening and take it in. And man, their yard geeks can help you out. They have a team of awesome staff members that are helpful, knowledgeable, and just wonderful. Love to help you out. So, you know, just bring them that sample. Show them your problem. They will help you solve it. As our lawns start slowing down, I probably have two more mows in my backyard, and then I'm going to take my whole mower into Southwest Fertilizer. They have this mower shop where they repair and fix mowers. Well, I'll just take it in to get the blades cleaned and to get an oil change. And they'll do that there. They'll knock that out. And basically, I'm getting a brand new mower, or at least works as good as a brand new mower, when I get it back. So, I mean, they can do just any problem you've got outside. Also for gifts, they have I got a beautiful red rake there, really cool looking leaf rake, but I needed one, but it's cool looking. I like that. Birding, if you got a wild bird enthusiast in your life, they just have so many great solutions for that, like all the kind of stuff that you need. They always have sort of new stuff too. It's a really cool place to go in there. So check them out. And again, that best part is the friendly yard geeks that answer your lawn and garden questions one-on-one. They don't blow you off. They give you all the time you need, and they will help you out. So they've been solving Houston yard and garden problems since 1955. That's Southwest Fertilizer. So again, great spot. Been there for a long time. Check their website out, southwestfertilizer.com. Anita Nelson is here with me now.
Yes, I am.
We were just doing a Facebook.
I did. I just tweet. Posted on Facebook a picture of you and me.
Oh, look at that.
With our headsets on.
Oh, yeah. All official.
Yep.
So you can see it there now? Put it on the Nelson's page?
Or I did.
So, yeah. Check it out now. Follow the link. You'll see the number there. 281-496-5711. That's so nice. Anita's got it memorized. Mm-hmm. I still have to read it. It's been a long time, but I still have to read the other one. Okay. So, we're a live radio show. We want to talk to you. We want to answer your gardening questions. But there's a lot of different ways to connect. Mm-hmm. Facebook is a great way. Facebook is tough for a lot of things. I get it. You know, the algorithms, the marketing, yada, yada. But we're there to answer your gardening questions,
yes,
to dish out good gardening info. We have our website, too, homeshowgardenpros.com. Another great place to, like, just get information without anything else, like, pressuring you. There's just a bunch of great gardening videos. It's basically like a library of how-to videos.
And it's easy and accessible.
Absolutely. And they're not that long, which is nice.
Yes, we're keeping them short because we know that
You people's attention span is not as long as
you. No, we're not going to say that. We're going to say people are busy.
We
can't get a bit of information and then get going on with what you need to do.
That's right. I like using the phrase you people when I'm describing everybody.
Did I say you people?
No, I did.
Okay.
I did. But not when one group, but like everybody. And okay. I'm like, what do you mean you people? Everyone. Okay. You know, people. Humans. I don't think we have that many non-human listeners. But if you are a non-human listener, we'd love for you to call in, 281-496-5711. On our website also is the listen button. You can listen to the show anytime. You can listen to it live right now. You can listen to it when you're gardening. You can listen to it when you're driving. Anytime through that, it's a very easy thing to do. There's also the Ask a Pro button, and that's where we kind of harvest questions for our Facebook Live during the week and for this one moment.
Yes.
So are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, this is not like a brain buster, this one.
Oh, good.
But Cassie's got a good question. Would you guys, I guess she's not from around here, I'll edit this. Would y'all plant sugar snap peas in the ground now, or would it be too late for that?
Absolutely now.
Yes.
And any time between now and the end of January.
So
I think it's end of January. You can plant them.
The sugar snap peas, snow peas.
Mm-hmm.
All these are things that the earlier you plant it, the more you get.
The more you get, yep.
Yeah, and so up until now, maybe it's pushing it a little bit on the hot weather. Like we're talking about today being warm, it's going to be 60.
Yes.
68, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. Just think of that as like you're pushing it if you're talking hot weather. But if you get it in now, get it established, you could be looking at a lot of peas.
And they're delicious.
They are, and they're easy to eat. Do you trellis them at all?
I do.
How do you do that? What's your...
It's real... simple. I use hog fencing.
Okay, yeah.
In between the tee stakes.
Okay, gotcha.
Not real fancy.
No, but efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how tall do you make that trellis for those?
It's four feet tall.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean,
yes.
You could go taller because they'll go 6 feet tall.
I have seen people not trellis them. What do you think about that?
Well, it makes it hard to harvest them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wouldn't do it, but you could.
I think you might get fewer peas also,
mm-hmm.
because it makes that pile mound bird's nest thing.
Yeah.
And I think you'll still get them mm-hmm. on new growth at the bottom if you trellis.
Yes.
If you let them grow on the ground, then you don't.
Yeah. You know, peas, a lot of people, you say peas, I can't stand peas. They've eaten canned peas.
Yeah, English peas.
And if you've ever eaten a pea right off the vine, fresh, oh, it's delicious.
It's amazing,
yummy tasting.
And these are, you eat the whole thing, dip it in sauce or ranch, you know, whatever you want.
And even, you know, the English peas, if you harvest them before they make the little hard little peas inside, you can treat them just like you could the peas you stir fry?
Edamame?
No, just stir fry peas.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can just harvest them and eat the
oh, awesome.
Eat them that way too. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Cassie hopes that helps the rest of you that are wondering about that. And another reason to go up, and we maybe will explore this later, is that this season there's so much to grow. There's so many plants.
It's incredible.
That making the space in the garden is actually worth it.
It really is.
Summertime with like cowpeas or black-eyed peas, you can almost use those as a cover crop.
That's what I do.
And yeah. That way you don't have to, you don't want to trellis those.
Mm-mm.
But you like space is not a premium. Right now it's a premium.
Mm-hmm.
And so going up on a trellis, no matter how simple it is or how tall it is, like just get them up, have them go vertical, save that square footage.
Yeah, the other square footage is where I grow the beets, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you love beets.
Mm-hmm.
I love beets. My brother doesn't like beets. He says they taste like dirt.
He needs to try those golden beets. They don't taste like dirt.
Well, and I'm like, when's the last time you ate dirt? You know what I mean? It's like, it's pretty good. You know, it's like he's 40-something. It's like, dude, you haven't had dirt since you were a kid. It's like you didn't like, I don't know, tomatoes then, and now you love tomatoes. Anyway.
Yeah, it's funny. Your taste buds do change as you get older.
But probably not for dirt, though.
Probably not for dirt.
Probably not. Although, you know, hey, give it a try. Good soil. It's got lots of microbes in it. So a lot of the microbes in the soil are the ones in your digestive system, too. So we're not saying eat the dirt, but we're not saying don't eat the dirt. No, we're saying don't eat the dirt. Is that what I'm getting from Anita?
We are saying
don't eat the dirt. Okay, so we're going to kind of stay on the subject of growing veggies. This is, you know, we're mid-December, and so we're going to explore that when we get back. We do want to hear from you. What's on your mind? What are you thinking about? What are you dealing with in your lawn? And then Anita's got a yard solution that she came up with that she helped out a neighbor. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Give your plants and flower beds a winter blanket of mulch. It helps plants keep warm in winter.
Mm-hmm.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nursery and Landscapes. Our customers tell us every year how gorgeous our Christmas trees are, and we agree. Our trees are treated with TLC from the day they arrive. If you haven't picked out your tree yet, there's still plenty of time to come and find the perfect tree for your holidays. This may be one of the busiest times of the year, but there's always time to express your thanks to family and friends with a thoughtful hostess gift from Enchanted. Our nurseries make it quick and easy with our helpful staff and our range of choices, from a lush, colorful poinsettia to brighten up their home, to a personally chosen item from our gift shops. Gift giving is always easier with a stop at Enchanted. Come out and take a look. We've got a great selection of poinsettias to make your home festive for the holidays. These traditional holiday flowers are one of the most popular for the Christmas season, and we've got them available in red, white, pink, as well as novelty varieties. Don't forget to slow down and treat yourself this holiday season. Get away from all the hustle and bustle and come to one of our nurseries and enjoy the scenery. Lots and lots of beautiful seasonal color is still to be looked at. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now we're back to Anita and Danny.
That's right. Back.
Back and ready to talk about some more gardening.
That's right. 281-496-5711. We're going to keep saying the number until you call.
281-496-5711.
Look at us having fun with numbers.
Yes.
It's not a math show, though.
5711 is a good, easy number to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 7-Eleven, but with 50 in front of it.
Yes.
Yeah. 5711. Looking forward to hear from you. Talking gardening. Okay. So springtime gardening, way different than fall gardening.
It really is. And, you know, there's something about spring just does something to our bodies.
Yes.
The, you know, the days are longer, it starts getting warmer, and everybody's fired up. No. But really,
nobody ever says fall is in the air. You know what
yes.
I mean? It's like, yeah.
But actually, you should get fired up in
yes.
the fall. And
yes.
I fight that in my own self because
right.
fall, my body's saying, okay, time to power down for winter. But actually, down here in the South, it's time for us to power up for the winter.
Yep, I agree.
We really do need to. We need to start getting those vegetable beds gardening because we got to get going early for us.
Well, what's great, the spring has a limitation, and you can correct
it's huge.
Me here.
Well,
yes. it's you have timing matters so much in the spring.
Very much so.
So it's like the tomato season opens, I'm saying late January, but then it closes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it closes like late March.
It does.
In my opinion. And so that's only 2 months. Yeah, you know, 2 months to plant tomatoes. And then peppers are, you know, maybe more flexible, but you don't want to be planting peppers in June, but you can. I mean, but, you know, it's like everything's got this window, the squashes, the yada, yada, yada. And so basil, you know, you can't, but this winter, fall, winter garden, you know, like I should have planted carrots in September, but I can still plant carrots.
Yes.
You know, I could have planted lettuce in September, be harvesting it now. Now, if I put broccoli in September, it'd all be bolted and I'd have
you
to take it out.
You can still plant carrots all the way through January.
Yeah.
February is like, nope.
Too short.
No more.
Yeah.
You can't plant hardly anything after that date.
And you start switching gears a little bit.
As far as the winter stuff goes.
Still do radishes, lettuce. There's so many short ones.
Those
but
ones you can
we're
do.
Not even like at the end of this season.
Mm-mm.
And so don't be scared to do your broccolis, your cauliflowers, collard greens, kales.
No. Yes. And in fact, in February, you can still plant transplants.
Yes.
You can still do the transplants that have seeded, that you can get at a nursery. You can still do broccolis, cabbages, and a lot of that. You can still do in early February, and then you kind of run out of time.
But if you can just go do that now,
mm-hmm.
you'll get that
You're
much
even
more
that much better off.
Boom.
Yep.
And I think it's hard to have, like if you do a variety of those edible greens,
yes.
like kale, two kales, the collard greens,
mm-hmm.
and something else, you know, two shards, like you will eat them and you can give them away. And it's not too painful if you miss a few weeks because they keep growing out the top.
They do.
They keep on making food.
And there's not so many insects and bugs and diseases at this time of year either.
Right,
which is
right.
always. But the thing that works against us at this time of year is ourselves.
Yeah.
We've got some huge distractions called Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, and New Year's Eve.
I've heard of this.
And we also have our own bodies saying, it's wintertime,
yeah.
time to slow down. But, you know, if you change your mindset to think that, you know, up north they talk about having cabin fever in the wintertime.
Right.
We get cabin fever in the summertime.
Sure,
and we
yeah.
actually should practice cabin fever in the summertime.
Better for
in
us
a way.
With the air quality.
Us and the heat and the stress on our bodies. And think about not having cabin fever and pushing our bodies and getting out there and doing stuff in the wintertime. Heat down here.
And some of it is you have to be a little more strategic in winter.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, when am I doing my gardening in June? You know, I'm doing it at 8:30. You're in like 7:30 maybe.
Yeah,
like I'm
either
doing it late
in the evening
night.
Or the morning.
Right. And this
not
time
during
of year,
the day.
Some year I don't have 7:30, it feels like it's dark. I mean, literally, yeah. I think two nights ago I was like, what time is it? And my wife's like, 7:30. I'm like, oh, you mean 10:30? You know, like that's how tired I felt. It was so dark, been dark forever. Anyway, so you got to strategize a little bit.
You
so
do.
We're going to explore ideas on how to strategize.
Yes.
To get yourself some time to do a little more gardening. So we have some great ideas for you, actually. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back. This is Anita with Danny Milliken.
Hey.
I'm Anita Nelson, by the way. And I'm at Nelson Water Gardens. And we're here to answer your garden questions at 281-496-5711. Call us because we got the answers for you. And if we don't, we know where to find them to help you out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That is right. Okay. Strategies to give yourselves more time during the day.
Yes. Yes.
For gardening, not to actually make more time during the day. We can't do that.
We can't do that anyway.
Yeah. So it's a few strategies. I think the big two, well, just you go first. The big one.
Well, for the big one is just get outside.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you drag your sorry old sad self, wintertime blues self out to the garden and you say, okay, I'll just pull two weeds today.
Yeah, it's just two weeds.
And an hour later, you've weeded your whole garden and you're feeling happy.
So you're feeling heads
up. But you got to use that self-control.
Right.
And get yourself out there.
And sometimes you may forget that it's something you want to do. And honestly.
Yeah, we were talking about using the timer on your phone.
Putting a calendar reminder on your phone.
Yes.
Hey,
yeah.
Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Garden, set reminder, garden for 10:30.
Was that Siri talking to you?
Yeah, she's doing it. She doesn't have an app for that. And so she was actually listening.
Hey, folks out there. He said, hey, Siri, his phone heard him.
All their phones did the same thing. All their phones did the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but that's
did
all
that happen out there, audience? Did your all your phones?
That's all you got to do is set yourself a reminder, say, garden for health or something like that. Give yourself a reason to do it.
Yes.
It's very good for you.
Yes.
Take a lunch outside.
Yes. Yes.
Here's the key that unlocks my wintertime.
And you know what? In wintertime, bugs won't bother you when you're eating your lunch.
That's right. You don't have nearly as many.
No
mosquitoes
flies.
Won't be a problem.
No mosquitoes.
Yeah. So here's the big. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I know you're ready.
Yes.
This is your idea.
I'm ready.
So all this stuff you've got to do in the day, right? You're doing some of your inside stuff during the day. We'll do that later.
Yeah. Do it at night. Do it at night.
Writing your Christmas cards.
Yes.
Wrapping gifts, whatever it is that you're doing during the day, just pause, do it after 6. Maybe you don't watch
when
as much TV.
Yep.
And then make some time to get outside and garden.
No need to go out and buy those floodlights to put in your garden to work at night.
You'll feel happier.
Yes.
You'll be healthier.
You will.
And you'll wind up with some produce.
And you'll have a sense of accomplishment.
And yes, and potentially maybe even some like wonderful cut flowers for your Christmas bouquets.
There you go.
I don't know. This could be real. It could be happening for you. 281-496-5711. Nice. Got it in there. Eric, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, folks. Thanks for taking my call. My question is soil composition and how important it is for building a vegetable garden. I've heard before that you need to use rose soil and compost, et cetera, and I'm just curious how important it is versus just getting a bag of potting soil or garden soil and letting that go to work.
Well, you can do that. That would work just fine. The one thing I found is that you can't live by potting soil alone. You have to use your actual real dirt in your vegetable garden. So as long as you get that dirt mixed in with the potting soils, and again, always use the MicroLife products, and even think about using the MicroLife remineralizer to bring in some of those minerals that may be lacking in your soils.
I think that one's from Nature's Way.
Nature's Way, yeah. Yes. That's from Nature's Way.
But
correct.
I'll say this, Eric, is that I wouldn't use potting soil. It says potting soil in the bag. I'm not using that. Half the time, that's not compost-based. Whatever you're using, you want to be compost-based. The wisdom of doing the rose soil mixed with compost is that then you get a lot of compost.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I have a bed and it's under 8 inches, I'm just using compost, honestly. That's all I'm planting my stuff in. And Nature's Way Resources compost has proven to me to actually grow the plants. A lot of other companies' soil, I haven't seen results. And I have done multiple now times where I've planted multiple beds, sometimes for friends, sometimes for myself, and put different soil in each one. And Nature's Way Resources is always growing the food.
Well, you know, Danny, I kind of learned something from that because I did mix some potting soil in with my vegetable beds. And, you know, I think you're right. I think the compost is the key.
Yeah. I mean, Nature's Way Resources has a potting soil, and you can use that all day because it's compost-based.
Yes.
But a lot of them are, you know, palm fluff-based or they're peat moss-based, and that's great in a pot. hence the name potting soil, right, Eric? But that's not great in the ground. So if you're just going to use kind of a cheap garden mix, I would work in some compost or top it off with compost. How big, how deep is your bed, Eric?
It is about eight to 10 inches, not more than that. We have a pretty shallow bed.
Well, so I'm going to encourage you just to use Nature's Way Resources compost. And that way you're only getting one delivery. You can buy bulk and or one pickup in your truck or trailer. And that way you're not like having to do a bunch of different loads and mix and matches and stuff like that. A year or two, you'll have to add another couple of inches, but that'll be true for anything because the air will come out.
Great. Well, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. I love building new beds. It's one of my favorite topics to kind of talk about the steps involved. But Eric, everybody else, hear us right now. If you start with great soil, you'll have success. If you start with cheap soil, you won't.
And this is bed building season.
It is bed building season. Yeah. It's like build a bear, but beds.
Yes.
Build a bed. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So thanks, Eric, for that call. And Ralph, we see you on hold there. We're going to keep you on hold for one quick break. Stay put. I know you don't like waiting past 6 minutes, but you can do it this one time. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
It's Christmas time once again at Warren Southern Gardens and Warren's Kingwood Garden Center, right in the heart of Kingwood. Hi, this is Michael. We have been so busy the past week getting in some real beauties and Christmas trees from the Pacific Northwest. We have noble fir, Nordman fir, Fraser fir, any size you need between 6 and 7 feet and 13 to 14 feet. They're all fresh cut, all on water stands, ready for your house. Poinsettias, Christmas cactus, great new selection of pottery. We have all types of fall color. Get your pansies in, your cyclamen. We have a beautiful shipment of succulents and succulent bowls, great for gifts. So Warren's and Kingwood will be really full with all your Christmas needs. So stop by, say hi, and look at some beautiful trees. Don't forget, we're open Monday through Sunday from 9 until 5:30. And we can help you get your tree into your car, tied on the top, and practice safe distancing. And now back to Anita and Danny.
That is right. Thanks, Michael. 281-496-5711. Ralph, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Good morning. Yes, you got a good program. That's what I want to say first. But, well, let's say you don't have to. I haven't been tilling my garden in. It's a pretty big one. Should I rake it further in the ground than what I'd usually just rake it?
Yeah, I think that's a great move. Anita, what's your take on raking or tilling?
I don't till because it takes a lot of strength and I don't have it. So there you go. And I listened to what you said about putting compost on and that eventually the worms and all the critters in the soil below eventually do all your tilling for you.
They do a ton of tilling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty incredible, Ralph, the amount of work that like the soil microbes will do if you put a little bit of fresh compost on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll integrate the natural soil underneath with the compost you add, and you'll end up having this really beautiful mix. So the other thing to do is just always keep plants in the ground. Like if you got a couple perennials in your veggie bed, I don't know, like blueberries or flowers even, salvia, something like that, that stays in there all the time, tilling becomes even less important and potentially even detrimental. So Ralph, I think raking it up is a good idea.
Okay, the pecan tree really put on this year more than anything ever year, any year.
Oh, wow.
We got all these, all my other fruit trees and I've been fertilizing them, but all these pecan limbs, leaves, you know,
it's a big
tree.
That's a high tannin leaf, but it's a really great leaf to set aside in a pile and just let it decompose. And they get so fluffy and airy that they break down, I don't know, like 10 times their size to much, much, much smaller sized eventually.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try that. My pear tree has been whipped up. What about my pear tree? What should I do with it? Didn't produce last year. Is it just a pole or what is that on that pear? Berkeley pear.
Berkeley?
Yeah.
And you have gotten fruit before from it?
I have before, yes, but not the last 2 years.
When's the last time you pruned it?
I took some of it down because it's an old tree.
Yeah, you know, trees do have a life expectancy. You know, obviously we know of post oaks that have been living for, you know, 300, 500 years, but pear trees, especially grafted trees, are going to be a little bit lower, shorter lived, so 15 years, 20 years. And it'll stop producing long before it dies. And so if you don't, you know, that does make really great smoking wood for barbecue and stuff like that. So that's maybe its last gift to you. But yeah, I don't know if the last thing you can do is put compost by the roots and do a pretty, like, pretty heavy trim on it. Anita, you got any other thoughts on reviving a pear?
No, but I like your positive attitude, using the wood for smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Making a lemonade out of a pear tree?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. I appreciate the program. I'll listen to you. Keep that up. Bye.
Thanks, Ralph.
Isn't that true of a lot of fruit trees, though? They're not going to be a very long-lived tree.
Yeah, almost anything grafted won't have, like, 60, 70 years of production.
Mm-hmm.
I think pomegranates, olives are ones that can do a really long life after they're grafted.
Yes.
But then we don't see that many grafted pomegranates even. A lot of those are grown on their own roots. But most of, like, the plums, peaches, pears, apples, you're thinking 20 years max.
Mm-hmm.
15 is probably what you should expect, which
is a
long time.
How about your orange trees? How long do they go?
Those can go a lot longer.
Yeah.
They do like to be pruned. Mm-hmm. They do like to be pushed back quite a bit, but you still get graft problems at year 15, year 12. So, but yeah, that's the smaller ones especially, clementines, mandarins, satsumas, those can do a really long stretch if they're pruned, if they're kept open and airy. It's kind of a misunderstood reality how much trees love air. You know what I mean? We think of bushes being all dense, and very, very few trees don't like a lot of air in their midst. And that's true for citrus also.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
It's like a wind blows, and you think of a ligustrum hedge next to a house.
Yes.
The wind's not really going to go into that ligustrum hedge.
Yes.
And the ligustrum can handle that. It's like an understory forest tree.
Yes.
Citrus is an understory forest tree also, but it likes having openness on the inside so that air can kind of come through the tree. And that's a good way to kind of make sure you don't get leaf miners as much, and you reduce sooty mold on there and protect it from other pests. But it's like a lot of people will just let their tree grow real dense, but it's good to open it up a little bit. So that's kind of what I don't know. That's like if you can imagine a breeze blowing through, you want that breeze to go through the whole shrub, you know, through the whole plant, where like Himalaya, it doesn't need it as much.
Yes.
So, Well, so that's one little citrus tip.
Yes.
I'm chatting with Anita Nelson. She's right here.
I'm sitting right here thinking about citrus and so sad I can't grow it.
Oh, yeah.
My neighbors all can grow it because they're not surrounded by forest like I am. So
maybe like a small one in a pot.
Yeah, I was thinking as you were talking, I really need to try one in a pot.
I'd do a satsuma or a clementine.
A satsuma? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, clementines are wonderful because they are small, a little bit smaller than
satsumas. How big a pot would you?
I'd do a big one.
A big one?
Yeah, like a hug sized maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm going to do that.
I guess that's relative.
Because, like, you know, I do have an open area that gets sun almost all day long, and it'll get a breeze because that's what killed me with my when you were talking about breeze going through the citrus.
Sure, right.
Because where I was growing it, there was no breeze, and the trees were the tree roots actually came up to where the citrus were, because when I dug them up after they had died, there were all the tree roots taking everything away from my citrus trees.
They're like, invader.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah.
Trees are incredible that way.
Trees are the bullies of the forest.
Well, they're the kings of the kingdom, if you will. They're in charge.
Well, they get up and they get tall and they shade everybody else out.
Yeah. It's grabbing all the nutrients.
They do. They're smart. There's a little war going on in the plant world.
Yeah. Yeah, we think nature's just like, oh, nature's so peaceful.
No, and it's not.
It's like always this battle of, yeah.
It's being done in slow motion, so we're not aware of it, but it's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unless it's the soil bacteria, then it's like super fast. In minutes, you'll have a whole population explosion and destruction, but we digress. 281-496-5711. Everybody's eager to hear your lawn adventures.
Oh, yes, my lawn adventure.
We'll explore that here in the next break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost, the key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711. We're getting so good at it.
We are.
So, so good. Okay. Regale us with your... This is Home Show Garden Pros, for those of you who don't know. Yeah. We want to hear from you.
It's me, Anita, and you, Danny.
That's right. We're talking gardening. And Anita's going to regale us with her recent lawn adventures.
Yes, we had a lawn adventure yesterday.
The Lawn Wrangler.
Yes. It was Friday yesterday, and so... My daughter Mary and I, we do our videos together. I usually film them, and she's way prettier than I am, so I have her do them.
She is lovely, but you're pretty too.
Yes.
Come on.
And she has a theater background, so she's really good at it.
Oh, she's got the... Hey!
Yes, yeah. So yeah. I said, you know, my neighbor has a big patch of brown patch in her yard.
Gosh.
And Mary goes, why don't we do a video over there? So Mary came over, and we got the Mycolife brown patch, and we got our seaweed. And
nice. That's it. That's
put it all
the combo.
On a cart and walked over there and videoed it. And so while we're videoing it, I just think this is hilarious. It just still makes me laugh.
So wait, hold on. You're just like, bing, bong. Hello, sir. Can we treat your brown patch for you?
Yeah, I called my neighbor.
Okay, gotcha.
She gave me permission. But we're in the middle of doing it. And Mary's putting out the MicroLife brown patch treatment.
Sure.
And over comes my dog, who's a Great Dane named Pixie, and she proceeds to start grazing on the MicroLife brown patch, which was like, I mean, I couldn't have paid the dog to do this. And it, you know, it gave the point that that this is so safe and that your animals can eat it and it won't hurt them, because Pixie's now been eating brown MicroLife now for several years, and she's 12 years old.
No.
So she's doing pretty good for a Great Dane.
My lab was like 15 and she loved MicroLife.
Yeah.
It's like we'd put it out, her and we had another dog, Lemon and Dolomite were their names.
Dolomite,
yeah. We rescued him when he was like 8, so he was kind of old already, but he loved it too. You put it out, and if you didn't pay attention, you look out and they're like, look like you got a couple cows out there grazing.
Yeah.
They're not eating the grass though. They're
so
eating
anyway,
the MicroLife.
That's a tip to our listeners though, if you have a dog. I always put out my MicroLife before or during a rain so that it starts to break down real quick and get into the soil before my dogs get to start eating it.
That's great. Yeah, when I remembered, I like to put it out before a vacation.
Yeah.
Like if we were taking the dogs, it was always mine.
Yes.
We always do it before a vacation, even if I just put it out.
But listeners, if you want to see this, it's on our Facebook page. And you can hear this heavy breathing in the background. Well, that's my dog Pixie. She is 12 years old, and she has asthma, and you can hear it. You can hear this heavy breathing
so
going
good.
On, and that's what that is. That's that Poor dog.
So excited about the microlife.
Yes.
So speaking of microlife, we have a guy named Mike on the phone.
All right.
Mike, that's the first syllable in microlife.
Yes.
Hey, what's your question for Anita?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I have four or five of the prettiest pepper plants you'd ever want to see. Habaneros, ghost peppers, chili pecans, jalapenos. They just look great. But they put out like one pepper per plant. What do I need to add to where I start getting the type of production you would think after such a healthy, you know, growing plant would do?
When did you plant them, Mike?
One of them's been there for 2 years. Then the other ones were planted way, way late last year.
I'm going to recommend two things for you. You ready? You got a pen?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Alfalfa meal.
Alfalfa meal. Okay.
Yeah, and then follow that up with a product called Dakota Rev. So the alfalfa meal is a kind of carbon nitrogen rich product, and it'll have this hormones in it that creates more flowers.
Okay.
And more flowers, if it's pollinated, means more fruit.
Sure, sure.
And then the Dakota Rev is a kind of peat moss derivative liquid that's real carbon rich, but it'll serve as a root activant. And so you'll activate the roots and you'll have these hormones going on. And it's a great way to kind of push a new plant into some production.
Gotcha. And are these available locally everywhere? Or do
yeah.
I have to go someplace?
Any
we
Home Show
it.
Garden
we
Pros.
We carry it at Nelson's and we use it in our propagation all the time.
Yeah. Where do you live?
Right inside the loop in the Galleria.
Yeah. So Southwest Fertilizer mm-hmm. is right there.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, they've got both of those things.
So it's alfalfa, what now?
Meal.
Meal, and then Dakota...
Rev. Like, vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom. Rev, Ari.
They got that in a little stand right by the checkout space.
Yeah. You
great.
Don't need a
okay,
lot of
you.
It either. It'll.
You bet, Mike.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
I was also thinking, what about the Microlife and the Blue Bag, the Ultimate, the one that...
Yeah, the Ultimate's awesome. The Ultimate's kind of just got more of everything in it. It's
yes.
really great. So it's great for extending blooms on annual plants. Mm-hmm. It's great for vegetables. It's great for adding a bit more nitrogen in it.
Yeah.
That would be a good solution as well.
Mm-hmm.
Microlife is made with alfalfa meal.
Yes.
And so it does have this kind of impact.
Yeah.
But I want Mike to put a lot of alfalfa meal down.
Yeah.
And maybe even like stir it, massage it into the soil.
Massage it.
So what's up with Nelson's? What you guys? You guys still got Christmas trees out there?
We still have Christmas trees, and we have a coupon.
You guys always have the best Christmas trees. They're always so perfectly shaped.
Well, I guess that's our group who we get them from. They come from North Carolina. And, of course, just like I was listening to Joey talk last weekend about, we do the same thing. We cut our trees immediately. We put them in water.
Nice.
Keep them wet all the whole time at the nursery.
And you do have your secret formula for fireproofing
we
the
do.
Tree.
We have it on the website, I believe, and... It's actually, I think it was put out by the Caro syrup, corn syrup company.
Okay.
It's a mixture of Caro, corn syrup, borax, Epsom salts, and Clorox. And you mix it all together and put it, you start putting it on your tree immediately. And, you know, a fresh cut tree, it'll take up a gallon of it immediately.
Wow.
And we've taken, at my house, we've taken the tree outside after Christmas and I videoed it. My husband trying to light it on fire, and it will not catch fire.
Oh, gosh. That's terrifying.
So, yeah, if you're really a safety-conscious person, this is the thing to do.
Well, they're so flammable if you don't do something.
So we have a packet of the – it's hard to find borax these days.
Mm.
And also, you can also put a little iron. So we went and got iron. We made these little packets up so that you can mix up – we have those hard-to-find little chemicals, and you can mix up your own and put it in your Christmas tree. So we have that for free. We just give it – to every customer who buys
a sad state of affairs. Borax, a clean cleaner that's pure clean. You can't find it, but you can find Borat everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Really.
It's like every channel, it's a look around, here's Borat again.
But just self-serving here, we do have a coupon on the Facebook page for a Christmas tree.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so if you still haven't put your Christmas tree up, go look on our Facebook page so you can get a coupon.
And I know y'all got really good-looking ones too, so that's awesome.
We still do. We still have some left, yes.
281-496-5711. We have the opportunity to have a fun conversation with Bob Patterson coming up in this this next segment. So look forward to talking to you guys. We're going to keep on dishing out great gardening advice, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Water less. Cold times are hibernation times for plants. Help them rest. Water lightly, at most once a week. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
281-496-5711. That's our number. That's how you get your important gardening question in. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I have the extreme pleasure of talking with Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Danny.
Well, we got an urgent question here from Juan. So, you ready to help him out?
Yeah, I'm looking at his picture right now. So let's talk about it.
Okay. Juan says, "Help! My healthy fig tree is dying on me. The leaves are developing brown spots with the texture of sandpaper. Is this normal? What can I do?" And he did send some pics. So, luckily, maybe it's not so urgent. Juan, what are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, I agree with that, especially the time of year that we're talking about this. Don't know exactly when this picture was taken. I assume it was in the last few weeks, I hope. And I see some things on the leaf that we can talk about, but mainly let's think about what time of the year it is.
Right.
We've already had some cool evenings, and, you know, figs will lose their leaves after the, you know, after the, we start cooling down. And these leaves are getting, they've done their work, they're getting tired, they're going to drop off and go down to nothing here after a while. So not too concerned about it. The sandpaper texture, everything that he's describing, there's nothing to be concerned about. The only thing on this picture I do on the tips of those leaves, I see some browning, and that could be indicative of water issues. And figs are, they do like their water, but they don't like to keep their feet wet for an extended period of time. Only thing I would tell Juan to do is just watch out for his watering practices during the season. You might compost, looks like he's got it in a bed or something, and make sure it's well-drained, the water's draining away from that tree. And and I would say get ready for springtime and hopefully for a great spring and another great season for that fig tree. Folks, if you have any other questions or any kind of problems, please come by Southwest Fertilizer. I've got several yard geeks on hand that can give you some good sound advice. And if you would like, send, just like Juan did, just send in a picture or a question to me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.